KDLD Santa Monica, KDLE Newport Beach. It's the Independent FM 103.1. This is Chaos with Full Metal Jackie.
Indy 103.1, it's Full Metal Jackie on Chaos. Very honored to be in studio with Tony Iommi, Vinny Appice, and Ronnie James Dio, the reunion of Black Sabbath, the Dio years. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Again, I'm just so honored to have you guys here. I'm a big Sabbath fan, and it's really great to have you guys.
What did you call yourself?
Full Metal Jackie.
I like that.
It's brilliant.
Thank you. We're celebrating the reunion of Black Sabbath with Dio as Heaven and Hell. So, of course, last year you guys all got together to record the three new songs for Black Sabbath, the Dio years. And from what we hear, the sessions went so well that you guys decided to take it a step further to do this reunion tour. Can you sort of take us to, you know, going through those sessions and how you decided? Like, what was it like?
It was kind of nervous in the beginning of it, you know, when we hadn't seen each other for 14 or 15 years. And then it was exactly like it always has been. You know, we get along and, you know, it was always about the music anyway. And, you know, the friendship part always just came along with it. You have to be friends to do that kind of thing. So we just started the same way we always did. Found that we fell right into the routine, just as we all, especially Tony and I, were writing the things. And then Geezer came in and put his stamp on it, and Vin came in and did the same thing, and it was just like it always was, almost like it had always been there, like we erased 14 or 15 years.
So, and originally, the intention was just to record these new songs, like this whole reunion wasn't even the original plan.
Mm-mm. Yeah, originally, the record company asked if we got a couple of tracks that we'd done before, that we kept, that we never used. We said, well, we have got some outtake stuff, but it'd be better to do something new, something as we are now. And so they asked us if we do a couple of new songs. And when Ronnie and I got together, we ended up doing three new songs, and we could have just gone on and on, four, five, six, but we had a stop and at three, and, you know, but it was great. It was just clicked like that.
And we've heard The Devil Cried. And there are two other songs that are going to be on this this new record that's coming out. Can you tell us about the two other songs?
Yeah, one is called An Ear in the Wall, and the other one is called The Shadow of the Wind. One is a very slow piece, and one is a very fast one. And I think that's the other thing that we appreciated that we were able to do. Instead of writing just two songs, one fast, one slow, or one medium and one slow, there was nothing really to balance itself out. So writing the third one really made the difference, and suddenly we had fast, medium, and
so there's something
slow
for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Within three songs, we were able to really capture what we felt was important, you know, for the people we wanted to do it for, because after all, you would have just gotten an album that had all the old tracks on it. It wouldn't have been anything really special, but this is really special now.
And at Black Sabbath, the Dio years, it comes out April 3rd on Rhino Records, who have actually put out some Black Sabbath stuff before. So it's really exciting. And let's actually play The Devil Cried right now. It's Chaos, Indy 103.1. We'll be right back. It's Indie 103.1 Chaos with Full Metal Jackie in studio with Tony Iommi, Vinny Appice, and Ronnie James Dio, celebrating the reunion of Black Sabbath being called Heaven and Hell. How did the decision come to be that you weren't going to go by the name Black Sabbath? Anyone?
Tone.
It just sort of come about, really. I don't know. We were going to do the tour as Black Heaven and Hell, call the tour that, and it just got into the. We thought it was a good idea to use it for the band. And it separates the whole thing then. I mean, all the stuff we're doing on stage is going to be all the stuff we've done with Ronnie. So it there's no old Sabbath stuff. There's no old Ozzy stuff. So it seems right to call it Heaven and Hell.
So there's absolutely, you guys have fully decided there's not going to be any Sabbath songs from the Ozzy's.
Well, there's certainly not at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's all stuff we're running, which is great. You know?
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we never had enough time before. I mean, we didn't have enough songs before, did we?
No, we didn't.
We only had Heaven and Hell. So, of course, we did things that were important then anyway, because, I mean, Sabbath was still Sabbath, and without doing Iron Man and Paranoid, you're not really getting much of a Sabbath out of it. But now that we've done so many albums, you know, with ourselves, without, you know, different than the Ozzy years, we can choose all those things. In fact, we've got too many, which is a nice predicament to be in.
I think by calling it Heaven and Hell, and all, it lets the fans know exactly where we're at, what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and they can't go and say, oh, well, you didn't play Iron Man or you didn't play Black Sabbath, you know.
Right, because, it clears it up. Yeah. And Ron, you've actually continued to play these songs with Dio, so how did it feel to get back together with the guys and play these?
Well, there's nothing like doing it with the people that you did it with in the beginning. I mean, that's where it was created. And, you know, luckily for me, the people that have played in Dio Band have been so good that they and loved the music itself anyway and really wanted to do it well and have always done it so well. But it's nothing like the magic of the people who wrote it and, you know, actually were there when it first was heard by anyone, by, you know, human ears.
Full Metal Jackie in studio with the reunited Black Sabbath with Dio, known as Heaven and Hell. A world tour is going to be kicking off this week in Canada, starting April 22nd in Phoenix, a U.S. leg with Heaven and Hell, Megadeth, and Machine Head. The L.A. show is going to be happening April 25th at the Forum. How have the rehearsals been going for this tour?
Very well. Yeah, we've got the whole set now. We're all ready to go. It's down to playing in front of a crowd now.
That's the hard bit.
No, it's great because always in those rehearsal stages, you know, you're hanging around because you've got the set and you're having to wait around. But of course, now we're going to go straight into when we're on doing the gig. It's the real thing then.
Yeah. Right. And first, I remember reading about and following this whole thing from when you announced that you guys were going to have these three new songs and this record coming out. Then that New York show got announced and it sold out in like a tenth of a second or a millisecond or something.
Yes. Something really good, yeah.
Yeah. Between the three of us, we got 8,000 tickets.
Yeah. Me and Ronnie have Italian families.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
New York
it.
We have on. Some friends there. Man, that accounted for most of the tickets right there.
Well, the fans have been begging for years for this reunion, and it's finally taking place, so it is very exciting. The shows are going to be really special. I wanted to know about the live set. Is there going to be, like, an elaborate stage show?
Mm-hmm. Vinny can tell you about that. He's right amongst it.
Yeah. We've got three lights in the front.
A phone.
We got a couple of flashlights. No, stage set, we just actually seen the whole stage set about 2 days ago. We saw the production rehearsal, and it looks amazing. And we actually haven't seen everything work as of yet because they're still programming things. But it's going to be an amazing show, and I don't think there's too many bands out there doing shows like that, you know? So that goes great with this music, and it's going to be a really special show to see this with all the lights and the production, the stage set. It's going to look really cool.
Let's give away tickets to it right now to the Los Angeles show. It's happening at the Forum, Heaven and Hell with Megadeth and Machine Head at the Forum Wednesday, April 25th, 877-900-1031. More with Heaven and Hell coming up on Chaos. It's Indie 1031.
Hey, this is Robert from Machine Head, and you're listening to Chaos with Jackie on Indie 1031.
Indy 103.1, it's Chaos and Machine Head. A new song called Now I Lay Thee Down, which is going to be on their record, The Blackening, which is out March 27th. And Machine Head, of course, will be back in Los Angeles April 25th, opening for Heaven and Hell along with Megadeth at the Forum. It's Full Metal Jackie with Heaven and Hell in studio. Ronnie, as a Sabbath fan and as a Dio fan, I've always wondered what it was like replacing Ozzy in Black Sabbath. Were you at all nervous?
No, because I, you know, for me, it was never replacing someone else. I mean, there's only one Ozzy, and I didn't want to be Ozzy, just as, you know, someone who replaced me probably wouldn't want to be me or wanted to, you know, strike out on their own. Maybe it was just my own personal feeling, but I never felt I was replacing him because I was always going to write and sing the way I did and not try to be anything else. So the rapport that we had when we started doing that with the first song we wrote together, Children of the Sea, showed what a difference it was going to be. And, you know, so there was no nervousness because, you know, Tony liked it, Geese liked it, Billy liked it, I liked it. And from there, I just, you know, stayed who I am. And, you know, that was a separate part of, mm-hmm. of Sabbath. You know, Sabbath is a couple generations. I think that from Heaven and Hell onward, it captured an audience that, in a lot of cases, had not really known about Sabbath before it because time had gone by. So these are people like Jack Black, for example, whom I did this film with, who was turned on to Sabbath because of Heaven and Hell and not known anything before it. And that's what he grew up with. That's what he loved. So the people who are coming to see this show, of which we're really doing only the songs from my era. I don't mean to tag myself with it, but from the time that I play with the guys, those are the people who are going to come and see this show. And those are the people who are excited about it.
And I've heard that being the story. And actually myself as well, being first exposed to Black Sabbath mm-hmm. is with that record. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very common situation.
It is, so, yeah.
This is a very exciting tour and very exciting news. And I can't wait to hear the other two songs. Any idea when we're going to have a chance to, is it going to be online?
You know, I had heard a couple weeks from now. I'd heard something like when is the release? The 3rd?
April 3rd.
Something like the 13th or something, they weren't going to release those. It's some kind of a deal with MP3.com.
Okay.
So that's where I think it's been given to them. And so we have contractually, I guess, are unable to do it that way. But you're going to get all three songs live, so that's the best way.
And by the way, more info on Heaven and Hell, you can go to heavenandhelllive.com or myspace.com/heavenandhelllive. You guys into all the MySpace and the web stuff? Are you active with
what
that?
What is that, the web?
The worldwide web.
That's no, great. Yeah, I'm into all that
stuff. Yeah, Geezer and Vinny spend most of their time doing internet kind of stuff
on the computer.
I can do some of it, but compared to Tony, I'm brilliant. I really am. That's all right. But, you know, compared to anybody else, I'm stupid. I didn't mean that.
That says a lot for me. Then.
Well, he's just not interested. He plays guitar, you know. Just
You're
play
like,
guitar.
Web, whatever.
Yeah, whatever works.
It's KDLE Santa Monica, KDLE Newport Beach. It's the Independent FM, Indy 103.1. This is Chaos. We've got more with Heaven and Hell coming up. And Megadeth, being that they are on the Heaven and Hell tour, they also have a new DVD out that's called That One Night Live in Buenos Aires. If you call me right now at 877-900-1031, I'll give you a copy of the DVD. It's Chaos, Indy 103.1. Indy 103.1 and Doth with Subterfuge with from their debut album, The Hinderers, sort of like throwback to the classic death metal era. They're from Atlanta. If you're into Children of Bodom and Opeth, you'll dig that record. Megadeth before that, it's Full Metal Jackie. It's Chaos, the metal show here on Indy. With Heaven and Hell in studio, Ronnie James Dio, Tony Iommi, and Vinny Appice. I was wondering, when you guys were first asked about going in to record these new songs, Ronnie, I mean, how did you feel?
Well, I've always been someone who's always wanted to do things that last for a long time. And, you know, truthfully, this didn't last for a long time, a couple times. Mm-hmm. And, you have to think about that. You do. And, of course, I did. Of course, I thought about that, you know. Do I really want to do this again? Do I want to go through this suffering and pain again? Because for me, it was very painful. And believe me, I'm not here to try to pour my soul out to anyone, and there won't be any tears. But you know, I'm a very sensitive person when it comes to these kind of things, and it was really hurtful to me. So I thought, you know, do I really want to try this one again? I agreed because I thought it was very sensible to do for the product. It was very sensible. I thought that just giving them old rehashed things made no sense, and it didn't do anything for our legacy. So when I finally agreed to do it, then, you know, I went into it with full bore because I only do things that once I accept them, I'm going to do. So at that point, it was wonderful. But, you know, I mean, I have to be truthful, but I'm always truthful anyway. And it was a difficult choice to make. It really was. But I'm really glad I made it.
We're all really glad that you made it. And it does make the package that much more exciting because there's so many different ways of putting together greatest hits packages. And, you know, nobody has to do anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just pulling old stuff. So I totally agree. And again, Black Sabbath, the Dio year is coming out April 3rd on Rhino Records. Getting back to, I wanted to ask you earlier, we were talking about Ozzy. Has Ozzy wished you guys well with this reunion and the tour?
Yeah, I've heard something about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's doing his own tour. He's doing his solo tour. And he's quite up for it. He thinks it's a great idea.
That's awesome.
That was easy.
So he said.
He cried merrily.
About the record, I wanted to ask, is there going to be a keyboard player on tour?
Yes.
Is there a keyboards on these other two new songs?
No.
Okay. And is it your keyboard player from Dio?
Yes, Scott Warren.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So excited about the LA show, April 25th at the Forum. If you want more info, because Heaven and Hell is going to be coming to a city near you, possibly, unless you're in like... I don't know, Shimoka,
it will.
Iowa.
It's been going most places, yeah.
HeavenandHellLive.com, MySpace.com/HeavenandHellLive. The upcoming Dio Era Black Sabbath Anthology, Black Sabbath, the Dio Years, will feature three new songs, and it's going to be out April 3rd. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. This is such an incredible honor for me.
It's a pleasure, Jackie. Thank you. It was really, really enjoyable. Thanks.